What does this sequencing mean to researchers and to citrus growers?
Okay, so we've got two genome sequences, and the value in this is not in immediate solutions, but this is a tool. These are tools for the research community to be able to dig more deeply and have a fuller understanding of the important problems that they face, things like Huanglongbing, and to understand how that pathogen causes the disease that we know as Huanglongbing. It allows us opportunities to begin to look at all the other traits of interest as well. I mean, we're focused on Huanglongbing, but for years, you know, we've always heard more yield, better color, better solids, and so those are pathways that now we can study in greater detail. It means we can begin to look at genes for resistance to a number of different diseases that are problems for citrus. Citrus canker, for example, or perhaps black spot, or blight, or tristeza. So really it just opens up a whole treasure chest of information that we've never had before to be able to get to a fundamental understanding of the problems and their mechanisms, and then hopefully to develop strategies to alleviate these problems.
At the CRDF, one of the members asked, how long before we find some of these solutions?
You know, it's always difficult to say when you're going to have a solution. And having the genome sequence doesn't necessarily give us immediate solutions. Now, there's still a whole lot of work to do. It's important to remember this is a tool for finding solutions. It's a tool we didn't have before, so we like to think it will accelerate the efforts to find solutions to our problems.
You gave a good, simple definition of sequencing in there. You called it a parts list, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably the best way to describe it to growers and other listeners. Would you explain that?
Yeah, basically what we have is a parts list of the citrus genome, the genes, all the genes that function in citrus trees and citrus rootstocks. But having a parts list doesn't necessarily tell you, for example, you have a parts list for your car. It doesn't tell you how to put that car together or how the different parts work together. But if you didn't have that parts list, you'd certainly be unable to do anything beyond drive your car. So we can drive our cars without the parts list, but if you wanted to build a better car, you'd need to start with a parts list and think about how to improve those parts.
This all started with a donation from the FCPRAC, this international effort that you led, correct?
Absolutely. It's really been a privilege and a pleasure to have the support of the FCPRAC, now the CRDF. They were the spark plug. They were the first entity on the planet to put money into this international global project of sequencing citrus genomes. They put money on the table, and suddenly the rest of the world was catalyzed and fell into place, and we had the funds we needed for this major project.
What else would you like growers or the scientific community to know?
Well, I'll just repeat what I've said, that this is a tool. It opens up a lot of doors, but it's a tool that is going to require more research to extract the value from it. It's not a solution in and of itself. It's something that researchers can work with now and have much deeper understanding of all of the projects and all of the problems they've been trying to address over time.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.